Absolutely fantastic. And welcome everyone to the State of the Room,
which is
our new post-show name. The reason why the Gravity Rush thing popped up, because I saw Wario tweeted, hey, Gravity Rush Remastered is on sale at GameStop, which is rare, because apparently the physical version is a rare thing now.
It's up there. Like,
oh, I'm so jealous now.
Disc is in there probably, but at least have the case.
So, like, this game is going for, on eBay, $140.
Because it's amazing.
Target has it on sale for $100.
This is great.
So I'm very jealous that I did not pick this up in my past self.
Could have made a pretty penny out of this. Kyle could have made a pretty gosh dang penny. Okay. We teased this story about my brother and my father maybe breaking the law. Federal? Who knows? Yes. So let me before we answer patrons' questions, which if you're a patron, you could ask us questions on the Trophy Room Discord server. There's a special little slot for you. Ask us questions. I do have to tell you this story, Kyle, because it is hilarious.
I can't wait. Did this happen recently?
2 days ago.
Oh, okay.
So here's a deal, gang. I'm going to get very personal with you. It's something that I typically don't like that we have, but we have them, and it is what it is. My father and my brother have never got along. They don't share pretty much anything in common. The one thing that they do love in common, Kyle, is guns. They both love a good pew, 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 pew,
pew, pew. Good old Nerf blaster.
So they've been.
Please, somebody have Joe work on their next first person shooter game,
please. Pew, pew, pew.
The bad bit filter. All your guns are bad bit sounds.
So they like to go shooting on the weekends. Great hill place. Whatever. And honest to goodness, this tool of destruction has brought them so close together. It's ridiculous. Like, I've never seen them get along so well. Like, my dad's thinking of my brother, like thinking of his anxiety, and he's not, like, poking him with it. They're, like, having fun, like, in car rides together. I've never seen them so happy. And it's just so strange. Awesome. It is, but it's always just the weirdest hobby to me.
Yeah.
Because, like, my dad really loves Westerns, and he really wants to get a Winchester, the ones that, you know, wha-cha-chow,
pow. It is pretty cool.
Yeah.
What was that? Wha-cha-chow, wha-cha-chow,
pow, 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 pow. So, like, he's searching for it. And in Jersey, there's, like, none of them, apparently. So they're going to PA to find one of these historically accurate things, right? So along the way, they're driving along PA, the hills, again, getting along, which is wild. And there's a turn, that turn right at this exit. They make the wrong turn, Kyle. And they're in this road that's not lit well, barely any. It's rocky as all heck. So, like, they're bouncing around like crazy. The suspension's all over the place. And my brother reads this sign as they're there. And it says, military facility will shoot on site. Like if you pass a gate, they're not going to. So they're going. And, like, it's like a hill that leads into this military facility. And my brother's like, Joe, will you understand what we saw? This base was like a town, and the town was just full of Hummers, like Humvees.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So it looks like this is one of the facilities where they, you know, station all the Humvees and service them and whatnot. And my brother was like, where's this turn? I'm freaking out that, like, we may be breaking a law. Luckily they weren't. But at the entrance was a guy with like this, and like the car was blocking him, just watching my brother and my father. And luckily, right at the entrance was the exit. So they were able to turn left and not become fugitives.
Wow, what a bunch of jokers the military base are. Because yeah. like, hey, you know what? We're going to say violators will be shot, yeah. but we're going to let you drive through it for a little bit just to make you nervous.
Yeah, just to fuck with your anxiety.
Just a little bit. We'll have the exit right next to the entrance. Exactly. That will really fuck with them.
Exactly. And then what if they're going what are they going to do when they're pulled over? Yeah, we're buying bullets not to overthrow the government.
No. This is good. By the way, do you have a Winchester?
Exactly.
Just asking.
Anybody over there got a station-issued Winchester from 1857? Just laying around? So, yeah, it's strange. What a weird hobby to take up. But listen, they like it.
Yeah.
I'm happy for them. This is great. Cool.
Sorry that I was distracted, but I was like, wait, it got darker in here? And then I see in my window, one of my collectible cases, the lights went out.
Mm.
And they're like very strange. Dim.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, and I'm worried, and I hope that I don't have to redo all that lighting, because that sucks.
That would suck. Uh-oh.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
It is what it is. Also, may I add, because like, yeah. now they're like, oh, we're getting real into it. Like no NRA stuff, luckily.
Thank God.
Yeah. Instead, there's one that actually, like, is, because if a lot, what we don't know, the demographic that are actually attaining, like, weapons in this country are actually minorities. Like, Hispanics and black folk out there want to protect themselves, so go for it. But there's one that actually protects Hispanic and black gun owners, and they want to take a look at that.
Check a look.
And for me, I'm just like, yeah, I mean, like, if you could, like, ban them all, like, that'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm like, with you on that one.
limit the, because my brother's like, you know, they're trying to limit magazine sizes to, like, 5 shots. I'm like, if you can't get your target in one, I think you shouldn't even own the gun. Yeah,
like that I'm blanking on the name. Yeah. Oh my God, Joe, Amendment. Good Second God, Amendment.
Right to Thank bear you. Arms.
Thank you. Yeah, bear that arms. Was made like when you had to worry about like bears bringing into your house. Yeah.
You're like, shit, I gotta load this up. He's 10 minutes. You wait.
Yeah,
wait on the other side. This thing shoots Absolutely. 30 feet and then it deviates hard Absolutely. Left. Absolutely. Jesus Christ. I got a flintlock. Like, we got to walk 10 paces. They're both horribly designed. We're going to miss.
I've watched Hamilton. You go in a circle on this cool exactly. stage when you duel and you rap about it. It's real cool.
Ironic. He misses his shot. God. But yeah, so you know, and make sure you like, you know, people that aren't cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs don't get their hands on these things.
Absolutely.
That's it.
If you walk into one of those places and they're immediately like, let me tell you about the latest conspiracy theory about a school shooting, you walk out immediately.
My brother, he went into one that said, if you're wearing a mask, we won't service you.
Oh.
And okay. I was like, well, maybe if I could be so bold and say, could you not say service to you in your front door?
Yeah. Because
maybe you're attracting the wrong clientele. Absolutely. Yeah. No, those people are dumb freaking idiots. It really is. You know what? I like a good elegant weapon of a more elegant time. You know? Give me a good lightsaber.
I was going to say sword, so I'm pretty close.
I mean, I do want a katana. Like, I want the Jin Sakai katana. But, like, honest to God, if lightsabers were real, and we're getting there, the technology, we're getting there, Kyle. You just got to believe. Fuck me.
Gusto.
Gusto. Confidence. Dude, get me a green lightsaber any day of the week, man. And I'll defend this nation with pride.
Like, I honestly would love, I love the look of, like,
excuse me,
the pirate cutlass swords, like those the little cool. curved blade with like the little hilt on it. I like those looks.
Yeah.
I have, my grandfather fought in the Vietnam War and the Korean War, and he has like a jewel encrusted dagger somewhere in this house.
Holy shit.
That he had over there, and I gotta find it, because I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
Did I tell you the story? Because I tell the story every once in a blue moon. And when I say that all the time, my one buddy's friend, my one buddy's dad, he showed us his great grandfather's, wait for it, Luger from World War One. Now,
wow.
Yeah. That, now, for those of you who don't know, that's like the gun with the very skinny barrel.
Yes.
It's all weird looking, clip fed. And I'm a history nerd, so I know this shit because I'm a loser. So, he said, because his father was a part of the Wehrmacht, so don't worry about it, that he peeled it off a dead German soldier, officer. Because those people like had those on them. And I actually got to cock it back. That thing was cool. I was like, oh, dude, I get this. This is dope. this is dope. It felt cool. I was like, it's based off of Han Solo's blaster. Like,
yeah,
let's go, dude. That was cool.
My my other grandfather in World War II had a flamethrower.
No way.
And I think he, which general was it?
Patton?
Yeah, I think he was like with Patton. Like, there's a photo of him and Patton in the same thing. We have it somewhere in this house. Shit. Did I ever tell you the story of the? Okay, no, this is super interesting. My aunt and my dad were like, we can't find anything of my grandfather's stuff. My grandfather passed away when I was real young on Christmas Eve. Like, my family loves to die on holidays, so that's why it's extra sad around here in this house. We couldn't find like his medals, all the news clippings, the letters he wrote my grandma when he was away, and all these cool things. We found, like, I think when I was real young, I found like a Nazi ring in one of his drawers that he had, and we immediately sent that away. Like, no juju here, no bad juju here.
And you're like, uh oh, did Grandpa fight on the wrong side?
No, I knew for a fact he did not fight on that side. But we were on, we were just hanging around, and my aunt calls and goes, so somebody in my church said that your dad's stuff is on eBay. I'm like, excuse me, what?
Oh my God.
Yeah, there's like your medals, like your the soldier's, not credential, but like physical form, like health, passing the health, like that form was on eBay with my grandfather's name. Oh, and my dad goes, Kyle, you need to look this up immediately. And I do. And yeah, there's all my grandfather's stuff. Some guy was selling it for like $45. Cause I guess that's a thing that people collect.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
It's just, so I messaged him, was like, hey, this might sound weird, but that's my grandfather's stuff. It was stolen. And I'm wondering, like, could we just, like, have it because it's ours? And, of course, the guy was like, well, no, I bought it for $5 at a yard sale. So, like, tough luck. You got to pay me for it or
very
whatever.
Very patriotic, pal.
Yeah. So we immediately paid it because, obviously, we want to keep it in the family. And
did you say, can we at least have a discount because it's my fucking grandpa's?
No, he was very rude to me when I was writing him.
Wow. Wow.
And we got it. Everything was there. And the story we found out later, somebody who lives like within there's one long road in the town where my dad grew up, driveway, where there's just like family just lives all in that one plot. And they were clear, and they all worked for the same oil business, like oil burners, water heaters, all that stuff. That stuff was in there. And when they sold the business, they took everything and just put it in a yard sale and say, here, just sell it without even asking any of the family members if they wanted it.
What dick.
So, yeah, that guy bought it there at that, and we bought it back for way more than what he did. And luckily, we have it now, thank God. But honestly, I was like, man, that's fucked
up. Joseph would have done some vindictive shit. I'd be like, I'm going to write the name down on that fucking license plate, and God forbid I see that car. It's getting the biggest key in the world.
So here's the thing. It came from Arizona, the package. Like, he's
in Arizona.
Moved. Yeah, the guy was in Arizona, but he bought it here on the island who knows how long ago.
I hope he gets bit by a fucking scorpion or whatever the fuck he lives in Arizona. Piece of garbage.
Same.
That pisses me off. That's like stolen valor and shit like that.
Yeah, like, there was fucking letters to my grandmother in that thing. Like...
But funny joke, here's the thing. Immediately when I was like, letters to your grandma, I was like, yeah. What would be the equivalent of sexting in the 1930s, 40s? Like, dear Gretel.
I miss your rose-smelling hair. Yeah.
I am on the battlefield. It's been a fortnight since we last spoke. It stinks of wretched smells of death, decay, and debris. I yearn for your touch, Ethel, Gretel. He's a lot of women on the side. He's like, yes, I miss your tender touch. By any chance, perchance, maybe get a pick? Question mark. It's like, eggplant emoji. With deepest regards, Reginald B. Stevenson.
Oh my god. I hope that there's a museum somewhere that just has dirty letters from World War II.
And this,
I would pay good money to go see those.
And this is from an officer that served in the Battle of the Rhine River, and this is what he had to say.
It's the first instance of the phrase "send nudes."
Exactly,
is here in this letter.
Dear Virginia, I've asked for pics twice in a row, and I still haven't gotten one. Oh my goodness gracious!
How much for a feet pic, my dear Myrtle?
Reginald, I write you this letter to say that cameras were not invented in 1858. They were. You get it. It takes like 15 minutes to develop one goddamn picture. One is enough, Reginald. One is enough. And okay, wait. One more thing. It's like they're nudes, but you know, back in like the 1800s, it was like you couldn't smile in pictures. So yeah, it's not even like a sexy face or like a wink. It's just like a begrudging, like, here you go. Yes.
Absolutely. Or even worse, it takes like months because they hire a painter to paint it for them.
Oh, God. Oil painting. I also thought, because when we make the joke about that ring, of like the family that like, yeah, they fall on the wrong side. It's like, oh, your grandpa was in World War II? Oh my god, where was he? Nowhere in particular.
No.
You know, just
you know, I take that back. When we say he was in World War II, he just lived in that time. Yeah.
Like he wasn't he wasn't down with it.
No, he wasn't down with it. No.
Every time I was gonna say, like with you know, the Civil War. It's like, well, you know what? States' rights. It's like, no. Rights to do what? Rights to do what? Mm-hmm. You crazy kooks. Anyway, that was great. 1850. Jesus Christ. Oh, God. Now I'm thinking of like how Stonewall Jackson died. You know who Stonewall Jackson is, Kyle?
Yes, I know Stonewall.
Because he was shot by his own men because he went in the woods. He's like, he gets his picture, he gets like a news, like, oh guys, I gotta go. I gotta go do some business in the woods. I'll be right back. Oh shit. He's running by to the nearest cover of like a long ass tree. He's like, oh shit. I'm gonna go. Oh my god. Dearest Ethel, I yearn for your touch. let's go back to you. God, this Patreon show is great. Empowerment question comes in.
Oh shit. How do we go from there to this?
Easily. We just muster on through. Empowerment question of the week. What does happiness mean to me? Deep philosophical right after. That. What does happiness mean to me? Great question. Man. Deep.
Do you think they used gun oil instead of KY jelly back then?
My dear Ethel, it seems that you forgot the Jergens. I had to make do with Duck Lord. That's probably and, it. Like duck yeah, words.
And the blood Lord. Of my enemies.
And the blood of my enemies. Cannibalistic rituals, you know how they go.
What is happiness to me? Honestly, happiness to me is just, it's not like smiling, laughing, having a good time. Mm-hmm. I think that's a thing of it.
Right.
Happiness to me is not thinking about bad things or worrying about things. Happiness is just like, you're just living life and you're enjoying what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, the laugh and have a good time is part of that, but if I'm not thinking of bills or am I not stressing about things coming up or worried about my loved ones, I don't think I can be happy when those things are going on.
Agreed.
Yeah.
What is happiness to me? I like cheer. Like in the year that has been this year and last, it's been hard to find those things, right? So like levity, I like a good laugh. I like to have fun. Yeah. You know, that's where I find my happiness. Making people laugh. Love that. That's where I get my happiness from. I love interacting with people. It's just something that's cliche, but I just love it. And I think happiness is like comfort. Like, you know. Like
if I were to pick like an embodiment of happiness to me is a puppy running through grass with its ears flopping.
Yes.
That is pure happiness. And that brings a smile to my face every time I think about it.
True happiness is a good pup.
Yeah. God, I want a new puppy so bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got Marty. He's good for a few more years.
Yeah.
Just a few more. I think he's got two or three. You know, and then I gotta really worry about him. But yeah, puppies, like if you share me a good dog, good kid cat, I'm a happy boy. Like if I see people walking across the street, let's just say I see a PYT, that is a pretty young thing, walking down the street, right? And I see like they're walking a dog. All my attention is not on the pretty young thing. It's the dog. I'm just like, I love this thing. I'm already willing to die for it. So let's go. Like, let's make this happen.
Absolutely.
Give me this dog.
Yeah.
That's how I am. The dogs cheer me up instantly. Like, that's half of my Instagram. It's nuts. So just dogs. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of my camera roll is just pictures of my dog and memes that I found.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So yeah, just dogs. That's a true form of happiness.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And let's see what the next question is. Let's see. Catherine writes in, which also I saw Catherine last weekend. She's fantastic. Oh, I met her wife, Shannon, and she's also fantastic. What is something that 10 years ago you had little to no interest in, but now it is something you're a really big fan of? I don't know why I said ten years ago. And also opposite, what is something that you used to totally be into, but a decade later your interest has faded? What is something 10 years ago that I was really into? So when I was 20, I'm 29, 19, I've always been into games. That's it. I had interest in PlayStation 10 years ago, but it wasn't like the love I have for it now. So that's something that has definitely skyrocketed over time. So shout out to GameStop, because if not for you, I'd probably have this be the achievement hall where I praise Phil Spencer and his dad like bod.
I mean, I think something that I'm not super into as much would be like TV.
Really?
I can't. It's not like obviously I watch my TV all the time, but I mean like 10 years ago, I was buying every season of my shows when they came out on a DVD, and okay. I would binge them and watch them and look forward to the new season and try to watch and try to stay up weekly. I don't do that anymore, and I think that's because Netflix has kind of like ruined that for me, like binge it all at one time and then I'm kind of done.
Yeah.
And like I don't buy TV shows anymore physically. I used to. This whole entertainment center thing is filled with like The Office and Parks and Rec and How I Met Your Mother and Modern Family and stuff that I really, really, really enjoy. I would buy every season, every September when they would come out. Like The Fringe is one of my favorite shows of all time, and I had every single season of it. So like those are the things that I'm finding myself not watching really as much anymore. Just like serial TV, like TV shows. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you whatever shows on ABC or NBC. True. I can't tell you anything.
I actually think you're right there. Something that I don't know. I've been pretty samey. Something that maybe I wasn't as into the MCU that I am today.
Sure.
Right. But even then, that's like, that's a bad answer. I don't know.
PlayStation-wise, 10 years ago, I was not nearly into trophies as much as I am now.
True. True that, dude. Yeah, that's a good one. I think it's the single player with experience trophies as well.
Yeah, trophies were a thing 10 years ago. Yeah.
2011, right? 10 years ago?
Yep.
Yep, President was black. I loved it. See, you don't have to worry about a goddamn thing. I was like, you know, the golden years really were for me, real talk, 2008, 2012, great time. You didn't have to worry about anything or 2008, 2016, you didn't have to worry about anything. I think honestly, I'm going to get real with you. Things started going downhill when Robin Williams died. Dude, on Twitter it was trending like, what's the celebrity death that impacted you the most? Bar none, it's Robin Williams. Like, that one killed me on the inside, outside, all the sides. Because, like, this guy had just, he's the guy that makes you laugh. Like, he's the guy that brings you happiness. And it'd be like one thing if it's natural causes, right? But since it was, you know, suicide, it really, it was a special type of devastated, you know?
I think on that same level for me as another thing that I'm not like super into, but I do is wrestling. Like, I used to watch wrestling every show, every week, whatever. It's faded. Like, I check in every once in a while, but the thing that hit me as hard as like Robin Williams did for myself and many other people's is when Eddie Guerrero died. When Eddie died, that was, oh my God, that was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Cause Eddie was so full of life and I loved his performance, whenever he was in the ring, and his character work is just, oh my God. He had a way of just telling a beautiful story in the ring and making you gravitate towards him. He was one of the greatest of all time. And I'm missing that energy in the watching wrestling was huge for me.
Yeah. I think for me, something that I wasn't into as much as I am today is animation. Like, I always liked, like Up was my favorite movie for a very, very long time. It's up there for me still, but I'm not as geeky and nerdy about it as I am today. That is 110% it. The other thing that I think I wasn't as big of 10 years ago, podcasting. Think about it. I really think 2012, 2013 really kicked it in for me. And so, yeah, I think and now I'm just so into it today. So, yeah, I think that would be it. Let me see if there's one more. Let me see. Say something.
I mean, one thing that I'm into now that I never thought I would be is Dungeons and Dragons.
Ooh.
something that I am so deeply in love with now. Yeah. And every week I watch Critical Role. It is part of my life. That is that has kind of replaced like the weekly television episode of Thursday night is my night. Don't book anything. I will be on my couch for 4 hours watching Critical Role, because that's just it's just what I'm going to do.
Also, Catherine wrote, my thing that I like now that I never did is beer. I never really drank until I met my wife, and now we go to craft breweries all the time. Something that my interest has faded, maybe going to shows. I'm pushing 40, and I have become a sleepy woman who gets up at 6 a.m. without an alarm. So I don't have the energy anymore for bands that start their set at 10 p.m. That's another good one. I like going to a good concert. Now I'm like, get me out of here, please.
I've only been to a handful of concerts. Same. But there's still like a handful of ones that I have to see at one point before either the band just breaks up forever or unfortunately some of the members die and I'll never get that chance.
I told you, right? I could have gotten to see Paul McCartney, my real dad,
yes,
at Colbert. Yeah, never forgive myself for missing that. Stupid idiot. I did not know. If I knew, I would have failed that class gladly. And I think my parents would have understood. I would, like, real talk, I'd be like,
yeah,
it's Paul McCartney. And they'd be like, that's $1,000 down the drain, but okay. Because, like, we love the Beatles in this household. It's a Beatles family, goddammit.
Yeah. if I had the money and if I was comfortable with it, a few weeks ago when Foo Fighters played at Madison Square Garden, because they are at the top of my list.
Oh, really?
I love the Foo Fighters. Mm. And that was the first live show in the city in a year and a half because of the poly whirl that we all went through.
Yeah.
I would have died to see that. And Mike went to go see it, and he just said, like, he cried of how emotional it was just having live music. And of course, Dave Grohl is an amazing human being.
Dude.
Fucking Dave Chappelle performed Creep on that show. Like, come on.
Fucking love Dave Chappelle. When Mike told me, I was like, oh, goddamn. Because like, I went to a Hibachi Grill last week. And I was fucking nervous because it's like the first time I was surrounded by people. And like, they were wearing masks. My Hibachi Grill guy wasn't very great. But other than that, man, like the Hibachi Grill, I was so nervous, but like, I'm fine. I got the vaccine. Ain't nothing but a thing.
Yeah, I'm getting more comfortable with it, even though, like, because of the guidelines at camp, I have to wear my mask all day, no matter what. But every once in a while, I'll take it off around the kids or the staff members, like, drink or whatever. And it's not nearly as terrifying as I thought it would be, because I'm getting more used to being around people. I still like, when I go to Target to buy the groceries or the grocery store or whatever, and everybody by me are just like, screw masks. We don't need them. So everyone in the stores are not wearing them. And they look at me like I'm the weird one. I'm like, well, listen, I'm being safe than sorry, because there is a newborn in this house just in case
that little one gets sick.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, these fucking people giving me dirty side eyes because I'm the one wearing a mask. Get over it. Goddamn self. The positivity rate's up at 1% again, by the way.
Oh, really?
Here on the island. Yeah, it's going back up.
Well, because people are dumb idiots. Thank God you don't really have to worry about that.
Yep.
It feels good. That said, Kyle, feels good. Talk about COVID. You know what, real talk, before we leave? This is the thing that remains of COVID, as I'm still phlegmy. Still phlegmy.
I get that.
It sucks.
I get that. Yeah.
Anyway, with all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, that has been the trophy room. The state of the room.
State of the room.
The state of the room. Everybody, I love y'all. Stay safe. And see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.